Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Pro football's been around for over 120-some-odd years, and if you haven't noticed, there's a lot of film footage out there. Well, the NFL on NFL Plus covers the NFL film from 2009 to the latest. But what about the films before 2009? Our guest Andrew Brown has a way to solve that issue coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and welcome to another edition where we get to talk about a great avenue of football fandom and a great project by a guest that's coming on. His name is Andrew Brown, and he's the founder of the Football Archive website, the Pats Dynasty website, and some other great gridiron projects. Andrew Brown, welcome to the Pigpen.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Darren. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Andrew, came in and you talked to Arnie Chapman of Sports History Network, and that's sort of how we got connected. Arnie sent out one of his emails to the network group here. So hopefully you got some invites on some other programs as well. So to tell everybody about your great things you have going on here. But we sort of want to focus in on your football archive site, because I think that's the one you're highlighting right now to talk about. And maybe we can have you on again to talk, get more detail on some of your other projects. Sure. But I guess before we get into that, maybe we need to learn a little bit about you and your fandom and, you know, what makes you your football brain tick.
It's actually kind of a roundabout story, because my parents are both from England originally. So they came over here, got a job. My dad got a job working over here. And my mom couldn't work because she didn't have the green card at the time, but she came with dad. And so to pass the time, she decided to, you know, was watching some TV and wanted to learn American football because it looked interesting. This is, you know, the 70s, so it was before Google or anything. So you couldn't really, like, learn football. So what she would do is she would write down questions that she would have and send them to work with dad. And he would get his American coworkers to answer them. So, you know, she'd send him, you know, what is a first down? And she'd write it down, and he would bring it into his coworkers and be like, your wife wants to know this? And he goes, yeah. So that's how we actually got into football.
Wow.
And yeah, and
man, that's really, really going out on a limb. You know, you're coming into, you know, I guess you'd call it a foreign country. You know, we speak the same language, and you know, we're direct derivative of England. But God, that's pretty brave of her to go. You know, for the fact that people are looking at her saying, "Hey, you're pretty naive. You don't know the game." But I'm glad that people were able to answer her questions.
Well, I think you get a lot more leeway when you're a small little woman with an English accent too.
So that's true.
Loves to hear her talk, so they'll answer whatever question she has.
right. Well, that's cool. That's a great backstory. So then she passed it on to you, and I guess your father probably absorbed some of this too, being the messenger.
Yeah. So I mean, dad is more of a baseball fan, which whenever we have relatives come over, they always get drawn to baseball because I think it's very similar to cricket that they have over there, but much quicker. Cricket takes like 3 days to complete because it's basically like baseball without the balls and strikes. You can just sit there and wait for your pitch, and you know, so it's much more exciting version of that. So most of them get drawn to that, which is what my dad did. But mom was the one of the family that was football. So the only TV we were allowed to watch growing up was Patriots football on Sundays.
Oh, really?
The time the TV was turned on. Yeah.
Yeah, in 1970s, it wasn't always good television. Probably it wasn't happy times football.
I was born in 83, so growing up in the 80s, there wasn't much good football on in New England either. So
That would all soon change within a couple decades.
exactly, yeah. So it worked out that my parents just decided to come to New England, and mom decided to pick up football, and then kind of right when my fandom started, graduating high school in 2001 was kind of when this Patriots dynasty kicked off. So me and my brothers, we've had kind of the best sports upbringing you could probably possibly have, being in New England as a teenager in the early 2000s. I mean,
Right, yeah, you had the Red Sox were coming on strong and breaking the curse and
exactly, yep.
all kinds of good stuff going
And the
on. The
Patriots
Bruins were playing
winning.
really well, good hockey, and
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
so
Celtics won one eventually.
yeah,
So everybody's, it's just been one of those like charmed kind of lives when you're talking about sports fandom in New England in that time era.
but I can appreciate what you went through because I'm a little bit older than you. A couple decades before that, I'm still live in Western Pennsylvania, and we had the Steelers and the Pirates, and then
Yep,
eventually the
yep, yep.
Penguins came on. So I dig you, and you get spoiled on that. You grow
Yes.
up on that, and you have an expectation. Now I think both of us this year, our expectations of our football teams are a little bit below the bar.
Little bit lower, yeah. Although it's interesting to see the people who have experienced pre-dynasty Patriots and those who kind of were born into it, just in the way that they handle this current situation that the Patriots find themselves in. There's some people that just don't know what to do with themselves.
I know what they're going through because I appreciate everything all of you are going through. That's definitely. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about your projects? Now you said the Football Archive project sort of came as a derivative of your Patriots project. So I guess maybe just give us the 50 Cent tour of the Patriots project.
So I think I found this infographic somewhere, I think on Reddit or something like that, that somebody had made. It just showed the record of every team against Bill Belichick's Patriots. And there was only, at the time, I think there was only two teams that had a winning record against Patriots, and eventually there was none. I thought it was really cool, but it was just a static infographic, and being somebody who makes websites for a living, I thought, oh, let's just, turn this into a quick website. And then that snowballed because I had to keep adding to it, because this was in, I think, 2017 or something like that, so it wasn't finished. So I kept adding to it and adding to it, and eventually it kind of turned into this huge side project that now has all the games on it, and from 2001 to 2019. And then it also has kind of all the stats for each game, and it has highlight clips for all of them. And so it kind of like blew up into this big thing. And so through that, I kind of started becoming known as the guy that had all the Patriots highlight clips on social media, on Twitter especially. So I've kind of been introduced to a lot of other teams' kind of football history guys as well. So I'm friends with a guy who does Bills videos and stuff like that, and there's a Raiders guy, and we have all these other teams, and we all have a group chat. And so we decided that, we was kind of talking about how, the pros and cons of what we're doing, and the fact that the league doesn't care, but if they did care, they could shut us down and all that sort of stuff. And the fact that the league doesn't really care about the history of the game, it feels. Is very prisoner of the moment, what's happening now, what's about to happen. But once it happens, it's just gone from memory, right? And so the hardest part was trying to find the video of these games that people wanted to talk about. There's a guy in our group that's a Steelers fan who posts all sorts of like really old Steelers highlights and clips and stories that he puts with him, and it's really like in-depth stuff, but finding the actual video to go along with the stories that he's finding is really hard. And so we thought that we could all kind of pool together all of our resources, because we all have videos and bits and pieces of stuff here and there, and put it all together into one website. That's the Football Archive, I guess we're calling it right now. It's still in its beta phase, if you will. So it hasn't been released, but you know, I can send you the URL for where it lives at the moment. Until we get a real one, you can put that in the show notes if you want. If your listeners want to visit it,
listeners, just a little editorial note here. If you're listening and you're in your car and you don't have anything to write down, we're going to put the link to Andrew's site on here so you can look and see the Football Archive site or whatever, if that'll be what it's called in the future, but you know, whatever it is with all these great videos and everything, because it's really, really pretty cool. I mean, I'm looking here on your front page and you've got 456 game videos as of right now, 206 non-game videos. Why don't you tell us a little bit, we understand what game videos are. What are non-game videos?
I think the majority of them are things like season yearbooks. You know how the NFL used to put those out every year. I don't know if they still do or not.
I haven't seen one for a couple of years, but
yeah, but I remember getting them on VHS back in the day, you know, and it would be like a big thing to watch the whole thing. Especially in those kind of early Patriots days, you're just wondering like, what highlights could they actually put in on this?
It's one of those kind of things like, hey, if you get your season tickets right now, we'll give you the highlights of last season, you know, maybe you don't want to see last season, but
exactly. But if you get it for free, why not?
Right.
So a lot of it is that, again, we found some other, kind of more general sports history, people like you and, some of the other guys in your network, that have those sorts of things. A lot of, I can't remember whether, I want to say Match of the Day, but I know that's the English version of like the old school, like I think it was NBC show that they had. So there's like things like that on there, just reviewing the day's
like
games.
NFL Today and that kind
of
things.
Sort of thing. Yeah,
like yeah, okay. Versions.
So there's a lot of like that sort of stuff. And you know, it's kind of getting added to slowly. Like for instance, the Bills guy that I mentioned earlier, he's on Twitter at BillsVHS, I believe it is, because he is converting all his old VHS tapes to digital and then uploading all those games to the website.
Oh, okay. So
but there's also,
so this is a mixture of like full length games and like different segments, pre-game and halftime reports and, you know,
exactly,
the old HBO, this is the NFL.
Yeah, that's
shows
what I think.
And that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah, and also, I guess back in the '90s, the Bills, a lot of the players had their own like shows. I don't know if they were pregame, postgame, what exactly they were, but they have their own like silly shows. So he's
I live 100 miles from Buffalo. We're actually in their market. So we're 100 miles from Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Buffalo. We're sort of right in the middle in Erie, Pennsylvania. So, but we get some a lot of. Each of our affiliates has its own, you know, favorite, I guess. So we get to see a lot of, you know, Jim Kelly used to have a show and Cornelius Bennett. And so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. So he's got all those, he's putting those onto digital so we can have those up on the website too. So things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's doing that. Those are
right.
Great things.
And it is one of those things where even if you wanted to pay the NFL money, you can't to be able to actually like watch these again. They're just kind of almost lost to the sands of time. So we're trying to do something about that. It's kind of the gist of it, really.
So I was reading somewhere, it might've been in something in your, what you sent us in your email, but you're saying that like NFL Plus only goes back to 2009 season. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So you're covering pre 2008 and before.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So I think we have games that go back to, you can actually find it on the website too, but games go back to, I think, 1972 might be the earliest game that we have on here. And it's kind of a little bit all over the place. It depends on, you know, who has what. So you'll find right now a lot of the Patriots games because I'm the one building this. Oh, 1978 is the first game, excuse me.
And I'm seeing like a 1967 Broncos yearbook for your non-football games. So we're going back into AFL days even.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, a lot of these accounts that I'm friends with, they're big into the AFL stuff, you know, especially the Bills and the there's some Oilers. There's an Oilers guy there. There's like I said, there's a Jets guy in there as well. So there's a lot of AFL talk.
Wow. Okay.
So we want to kind of also maybe even like segment the website into like an AFL section too, because that's almost been completely forgotten as well. It was an AFL and all the things that it brought, you know, the current NFL that you see now.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people of that, and I mean, I know some folks from World Football League and the original USFL, and
Yes.
you probably, I mean, you could probably, really, probably have a wide array of football for folks, and
Exactly, yeah.
and you throw things like CFL in there. Who knows? It can
Yeah,
go
absolutely.
on for. Yeah, so great idea, and that's really cool. Now, okay, so your collection of your own personal collection and people being interested in it and your networking with other folks. So that's sort of what drove you and your cohorts to compiling them all in this one place.
Yeah, pretty much. It was just one of those things where every time people would be posting things and talk about how hard it was to find this, that, or the other, or there's always somebody asking, hey, do you you're the Pats fan, do you have the 83 game from, week 17? I have to go check through all my stuff and see if it was there or not. So then we just kind of like realized together that it was something that was missing. There was a spot there that was missing, that we would love the NFL to do something about, but they're obviously not going to. It sounds like, from what I've heard from some people, it just doesn't have enough interest. So even when the NFL Network will show old games, those don't tend to do very well numbers wise, regardless of the game. Yeah, just
I'm
because.
surprised because I remember what was it like probably 10 years ago they colorized the greatest game ever played, the 1958 championship, and put it on. It was like a big deal on NFL Network, and you think
Yeah,
of it had to get good ratings, you know.
I don't think they were good enough to justify the work that went into it, maybe, or something along those lines. Yeah, and I think that's been on my mind too, building this website. Because, like I said, I grew up in the early 2000s Patriots, so like reminiscing about that is really easy. But before that, I don't have a lot of memories about football. I mean, I have some of the 80s, but a lot of those games were blacked out, so I didn't actually see the Patriots much in the 80s.
Right.
So I was trying to figure out a way to, I don't know, I guess bring some of that, like some of that information of the games that people don't remember because they weren't around for or something like that. And I don't think that just showing the games is the way to do it, because I could tell you about the 1983 Pats Dolphins game where it was one on the field goal where the snowplow driver went and plowed out the, yeah, everyone
Right,
knows what I'm
yeah.
talking about, right? But who's actually watched that game,
They
especially if you
just
weren't
had
born
the
yet?
anniversary of that game on just the other day. We covered a lot of anniversaries of big games and big moments, and we had that we featured that a couple of days ago. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, this.
And they actually, if you go to the Patriots Hall of Fame, they have that snowplow hanging from the rafters. Like it's
Really?
the yeah, you walk in the Patriots Hall of Fame, the first thing you see is that
No
snowplow
kidding.
hanging from the ceiling. Yeah. So they have like everything around it, but not necessarily the game itself. So we're trying to figure out a way to, because the problem with it, I think, is that, if it's someone like me, who's a little bit younger, wants to go back and watch this, I can watch the game, but I have none of the context, which I think is what the big draw for an NFL game is. Like, it's not just the game itself, it's kind of the week leading up to it and the season leading up to it and kind of everything that's gone on in the off season leading up to that. And it's this culmination of like, you've had this week of chatter, sports talk radio and, the newspapers and everything and all these storylines, and then everything gets resolved in 3 hours on a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like watching a season finale without having watched the rest of the season before it. So how do you kind of bring that context to the game? So that's what we're trying to figure out. So one of our projects that we're working on is kind of a historical NFL Red Zone episode. So we're going to pick, NFL Red Zone where they just kind of like keep jumping
Right.
to different. Yeah. So we're going to try to do that with like a really exciting season from the past. I think the one we landed on, I believe it was the last week of the 1994 season, just because of all the different playoff implications that were happening and all of that sort of stuff. It was just a really exciting week of football, and everything was coming down to the wire, and it was kind of like what NFL Red Zone was made for. So we're
Yeah,
going to see if we can kind of, one, find all those games, because that's the hard part, right?
Right.
I think we found most of them, maybe three quarters of them, give or take. And then we're going to kind of chop it all up into the actual pieces of it and then kind of line it all up and have somebody host it and kind of put it together that way. Just to kind of like get this idea of, hey, like there's old stuff out there that maybe you weren't around for, but it's actually still really cool. And here's why, you know? So
Wow,
that's
that
one of the
is
projects
cool.
we're working on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, you sit there and you're looking for people, reasons why people want to watch these old games. Well, I can give you a good reason. You know, I, you know, at the time we're recording this, my beloved Steelers are on a three-game skid, you know, pissing away their chances to any playoff hopes at all. Thanks to your Patriots too, by the way, on
Yeah,
one of
you're
those
welcome.
games. It's kind of depressing. I get done watching this game, I'm like going, oh my God, what, this is like terrible football. I have to go to a happy place. So
Yeah.
I might put on, you know, I have some old recordings of like, you know, Super Bowl IX, you know, just put on something when the defense would shut people down and you had an offense that could actually move the ball and score. And it takes you to a happy place. You're like, oh God, that's great. I get to see these guys. Or even, you know, a mid-90s game, you know, even, you know, when they had some team, they had some talent and the guys really wanted to play and loved playing together and just enjoy it. And I'm sure you do the same thing. You go back to some of the Tom
Yeah.
Brady days or something, the happier
Oh,
days of
exactly.
Bill Belichick's football, but just takes you to a happy place because you want to forget what's going on right now.
Right. Well, I mean, because I actually do a podcast with my brothers for that exact reason. Because when I was putting together the website and I was getting all these clips and things, I would come across a game and like go through it. And I'm kind of, you know, skimming through it as I'm getting the clips that I need. And I'm like, this is a really good game. I don't remember it at all. You know, it's like, you know, week 14 of 2010 season against the Jets that, you know, it didn't matter. It was, you know, they were already eliminated from the playoff, whatever it was.
Right.
And so I eventually cajoled my brothers into being like, hey, let's go back and like rewatch these games. Because like none of us really have. You know, we talk about all this stuff and, you know, we put it all together, but like how many people are actually going back and rewatching like the full games, right? Like you'll see the highlights and stuff like that, or things like that. So we decided we started in 2001 and we do an episode on each game, and we've worked our way through, I think 2005, I think we're in right now. So we're just going through each game and just watching it as fans, you know, we're not, you know, but it's really interesting to kind of watch these games with knowing what you know now, because when you're watching it the first time, you're just getting like the feeling of usually anxiety because it's football, right?
Right.
And especially old school New England Patriots football is when were they going to blow it? Because that's the history of the Patriots in the NFL. And then, you know, they just kept not blowing it, not blowing it. But then being able to go back and watch, you know, Tom Brady, how he was in those early 2000s. He wasn't the Tom Brady that we all remember, you know, even from the Buccaneers. He was much more of a regular guy who would just somehow manage to pull it out at the end every week, which I
Yeah.
think a lot of people have forgotten.
Yeah, just sort of that guy that's out in the field wondering if they're going to give him the hook and put Bledsoe back in, you
Yeah,
know?
exactly.
Yeah.
And sometimes you think, yeah, maybe they should. And there's, you know, there's Boston Globe articles that we find about that talking, you know, how maybe we should put Bledsoe back in, you know. Kind of glad they didn't, but.
Right, yeah, I think we all are because I mean, even though he caused a lot of pain for every other franchise in football, but
True.
you got to appreciate what the man did, especially you know even after leaving you know Belichick's side and thinking you know those two are joined at the hip and that's why their success, and then to see Brady do it separately and take another team and win a championship was just unbelievable. So that's when I really gained them respect for him. Before it was just like jealousy, you know, hatred, jealousy, and you know, quit beating us in the playoffs
I
and
get it.
ruin, you
Yeah.
know, why'd you have to be, you know, in this era? Why couldn't you be in the NFC or something, you know, but so
Right. Right. Yeah, no,
but
I feel the same way about Peyton Manning. It's a lot easier to like
yeah.
him now that he's not in the league anymore.
Right, yeah. Now he's lovable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Love the guy.
So
Eli, not so much. I still hold a grudge against Eli, but you
yeah, I don't blame you
know.
there. Okay, so Andrew, let's say you know, this is kind of a dynamic thing. I'm sure you're going to be finding videos, and people are going to be coming, you know, finding stuff in their closets and stuff, and
Yeah.
bringing it to you, and finding, you know, becoming aware of you. But where do you what's your utopic view? Where do you want the site to be like 5 years from now? What do you picture and envision?
That's a good question. I think I'd really like it if the NFL took an interest and kind of did it themselves, honestly. I'm sure they have all these games, right? So instead of us trying to get some sort of VHS copy that may or may not be the highest quality, or finding it somebody's posted on YouTube and pulling that in, things like that. I'd love it if we kind of have the framework and the NFL's like, here, we'll take it over, we'll put the actual games in, and then we'll keep it going and fill in all the gaps and everything, because we don't have every game. I think the only people that have every game is the NFL, right?
Right.
So no matter how long we go,
Yeah.
I think it's still going to be tough to find every game going back all the way. But yeah, I mean, I think realistically, I just want it to be a place for kind of football history content creators to be able to use it as a tool to find the things they're looking for, to be able to tell these stories from, the olden days, if you will, and be able to create their own content using the stuff that they were providing. Because one of the other things I've actually been working on this week is the MLB, the Major League Baseball, has a website. It's part of their website. It's called the Film Room. I don't know if you've are familiar
Yeah,
with that.
I'm a little vaguely familiar with. I've watched a few of theirs.
So basically all it is just like a search interface for highlights. So you can plug in, the Ohtani home runs in the ninth inning sort of thing, and it'll filter out and just show you those, and you can like put them together to make a highlight video, right? And then you can kind of post that to their site. So I wanted to do something similar with the videos we have on the site. So right now I'm working on a way to take the videos and cut them into individual plays. So videos of each play separately, and then find a way to tag them with the correct metadata of, what kind of play is this? Is it a pass? Is it a run? Is it an interception? That sort of thing. Was there a touchdown score? So then you'd be able to filter by all of these different things. So eventually, once we have enough content on there, you could say, I want to create a highlight reel of all of Lawrence Taylor's sacks against the Cowboys or whatever it is, and then you could just kind of like plug in the information. Lawrence Taylor play was a sack, and then it'll just pull them all up, and then you can kind of put them all together and create a little highlight video that way.
And that's what the teams are doing. I mean,
Right.
somewhere there's a defensive coordinator, having telling his film guy, "Hey, I want to see our opponents this week. I want to see them. They played some 12 personnel last week. I want to see all their
Exactly.
12
Yeah.
personnel plays for the whole season so far,
Yeah.
and show me what they're doing out of that." There's some crazy stuff that they're doing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that would be cool that the NFL or if somebody get their hands on that, because I'm sure there's like splices of these tapes or downloads somewhere where they're showing 2003 the all of the New York Jets. Well, maybe we shouldn't get into that. Maybe we're getting into some lawsuits and stuff there because maybe we shouldn't say the Jets, but Los Angeles Rams. Let's see all their throws out of 12 personnel
Exactly, yeah.
for the 2002 season or something, just something cool like that. They
Yeah,
probably weren't,
exactly.
they of course they probably weren't Los Angeles then, so I might have misspoke there. So they're
Yeah, I think it
probably
was
St.
St. Louis
Louis.
at the time. Yeah.
So but yeah, just some cool stuff like that. That'd be neat to see, like, and like you're
Exactly,
saying,
yeah.
some things. Wow, very, very interesting. So but what are some of the maybe some interesting backstories you have of maybe how you got your hands on some tape? Everybody's got to have these little stories or some of that unexpected things that
I mean, most of actually mine came from a friend who collected them over the years, and she filled up one of her hard drives, so she's going to buy a bigger one. And her and I got to talking. She had actually helped me with some of the highlights on the website, because that's what she was doing at the time for something on Reddit, I think it was. And so I was working with her on that, and she kind of came to me. She's like, "Well, this sounds like something up your alley. Would you want my old hard drive? Because it's full now, so I can't put anything else on it. But would you want this so that she's copied all it onto a new hard drive and then like just mailed me the old one." So that kind of got me started. Yeah, that had all the Patriots games on it. I think the entire collection, all the way back to I think 2000, maybe even like late 90s. And then a good handful through the 90s, and then some in the 80s, and like one or two in the 70s. So like a bunch of games, all the kind of Super Bowl stuff that came out too on ESPN or HBO or wherever it was, like all that sort of stuff. But she had a massive collection. And so that was kind of where I got most of my stuff. And then it's just kind of really, I have, once I had that, and I was using it to create content, I'd have people reach out and be like, oh, I see that you have this game. Can I trade you that game for, because I don't have that. Do you, is there anything you're missing? So I had a couple of holes that I needed filled. So yeah, do you have these ones? And so it kind of, there's, I don't even want to say underground. It's kind of just this like niche nerd community of video collectors that I've somehow become a part of. So now I just have all these hard drives littering my house, just full of games and things like that.
Now, how can people help you? I mean, maybe somebody's going through their closet, getting ready to have a garage sale or something, pulls out a box of old VHS tapes, from the 80s, and you have like the 49ers or something, games. How can they? Is there some way they can get those to you? Maybe they don't have the technology to take the VHS and put it to something digital, but is there some way they can help you out in the
That
project?
is something we're trying to figure out too, because we have people who have stacks of VHS tapes that they want to digitize, but it's a hard thing to do,
Yeah, it
especially
is.
nowadays when you can't actually find a VCR. Nobody has them anymore. So we have a couple of guys who do it on the regular. And so yeah, we can definitely, I mean, if you just reach out to me like through the website, there's a contact form there, saying you have stuff, we can definitely figure out a way to get it to somebody who can digitize it. But we're also throwing around the idea of creating like almost a kit if you want to do it yourself, with just like a little computer and a VCR, and you just kind of like plug everything in and put the tape in, and it just records for you. Those are kind of the ideas we're doing, because some people, they have their collection, but they don't want to like ship it to some rando on the internet, which
Right,
I
yeah.
completely understand. But they're happy to do it if it's easy enough, digitize it themselves. But it's, finding the like going and crawling eBay to get a VCR that works, and making sure it works, and getting it all set up on your computer, and making sure you have the right connectors and all that is a pain. But that's what I do for a living, so like I'm happy to build that and then like send it to people if they want to contribute. Or if you have any games digitally already, you can help us, and you can upload those too.
And folks, don't be a dummy like me. I had some family videos on VHS, and I was going to convert them. I had an older VHS, and it had a DVD burner on it. I said, "Oh, okay." And I hadn't used it for a couple of years. I just, actually, it was my dad's tape. I said, "Oh, I'm going to slap this tape in there," and start going. Well, it started spaghettiing inside. I'm like, "Oh my God, my dad's going to kill me." Here's all these family videos and everything. Luckily, I saved it, and I was a little bit nervous of sending out. They have some of those companies that'll do that for you, but they say you're not going to get your VHS tape back. I'm thinking, I don't want that. What if something happens and you don't like the quality of the DVD or whatever they're giving you? And so I actually found somebody locally that did it, and a few years ago, and did it. But I felt a little more comfortable. At least I could go to their house and bang on their door and say, "Hey, where the hell's my tape?" So it gives you a little bit
I
more
mean, it's,
privacy.
I think it's, that's probably what I would do too, is send it to somebody, or find somebody local. But I think it was just the amount of tapes that we're finding. Like we have people who have hundreds of VHS tapes, and sending that to
I
a service,
bet.
they're like $20 a tape. Like that's cost prohibitive for a volunteer organization here.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, so we're trying to figure out ways to do it. But yeah, I mean, if anybody has games that, if you're browsing the site and you're like, oh, I see that you have a bunch of games missing from here, you're a 49ers fan, that we don't have a lot of 49ers games on here. Yeah, and you want to get in contact with me, you're more than welcome to. It's not hard to find, I don't think.
Yeah, and folks, if you don't, like I said, if you're driving in your car or something, listening to the podcast, and if you want to shoot me an email, I'll get you in contact with Andrew, and we'll get you connected here.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be great.
Oh,
And
all right.
also, right now, if you do watch old games, and you want to help with clipping them into individual plays, Right now, I've just created an interface where, as you're watching the game, there's a little button. Every time the new play starts, you click the button and it creates a new clip. But right now, it's a manual thing, so we have to have people go through and watch the games and hit the button. So if that sounds like something that's interesting to you, let me know.
Yeah, you're always looking for some willing volunteers, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
So Well, that's really cool. I mean, especially, you know, you sit there and you think about it, you've been telling me, you know, you as a Patriots fan or, you know, befriended the dreaded Bills fan and Jets fan and Dolphins fan, and you guys are working together and you like each other 363 days of the year, I'm sure.
Exactly,
it's maybe 2 days or maybe it's not so smooth sailing. But just, you know, you're talking about Steelers fans and all kinds of different NFL fans, Oilers fans that, you know, franchise that's been relocated and renamed and everything else. So that's a really cool project and a great way to network and bring great football minds together. So we appreciate that. And
I was a little shocked when it started because everybody I brought in probably shouldn't have liked me because of my fandom for the Patriots, because it was all the at first it was just nothing but all the Patriots rivals, and they were all just super cool people, because I think just people who like the history of the NFL, the conversation just feels different too. You know, it's not this kind of back and forth tit for tat sort of thing. It's actually like deep. I mean, there's some of that, of course, you know, especially with Jets fans and such, but you know, it's much deeper than that. It feels much more thought out too, the arguments and things like that, which is kind of a nice reprieve.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Jets fans were saying, okay, I saw enough of your Brady stuff torching us. Here's some Joe Namath footage back in 1971.
Exactly,
you know? Take that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hey, that's a great project you're doing, Andrew, and we appreciate you coming on here and sharing with us, and we really appreciate you doing this and putting this together and everybody that's working with you, and hopefully you'll get some more folks that will help you out and give you a video or maybe volunteer and doing the play the clips and using your project here to do that. So
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. And we're going to keep in touch with you on that. And probably I'm definitely going to be one that's going to be using this a lot more to do some research on some of the stories I'm doing for Pigskin Dispatch. So
perfect.
Yeah. So
I like to hear, I love it. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me on. This has been awesome.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, it's found right here on the Sports History Network.